Panzaland Radio.
And we welcome you back to Jackson Heights, home of the Cobras, as we wrap up our Northeast Kansas League volleyball try here. We've seen two sweeps in the first two matches. We saw Morehill Mounts Academy defeat Jackson Heights 25-19, 25-22 in the first match, and then Jefferson County North came in, took care of the Ravens in that second matchup, 25-19 and 25-9. And now we get set for the final matchup, as it's Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North. Again, thanks for hanging with us here tonight. We're dialed up on the Cobra channel at mscsports.net. Again, I'm Brandon. We got Crendon. We got Kurt in studio doing all the hard work and heavy lifting for us each and every week. But again, two sweeps. And now on paper, you see a Jefferson County North team who played really well in that second set, putting the Ravens away and trying to carry that momentum. Cobras obviously got that first match under their belt, lost, got some time off. They honored the seniors, now trying to find a little juice to get themselves back up against a team that's obviously the defending league champs and a very good and very good team, no doubt.
Yeah, just walking by those girls after the game, I could see that they weren't satisfied with that. I mean, they didn't win. Of course, they lost. But they knew they could have played better. They knew they could have came out and hit harder. And they did it first. You know, then the Ravens were able just to let go and, you know, take it from there. So we'll see if Jackson Heights can, you know, like I said, on paper, it should be a 2-0. JCN takes it. But paper's not always right. Stats aren't always right. Let's see if these Jackson Heights Cobra girls can come out, especially it being senior night for these girls. Let's see if these seniors can really show up for these girls tonight.
All right, final matchup here in this Northeast Kansas League try. The updated records for both of these teams, as you have Jackson Heights, who's 5-11. They are 3-6 in league play. JCN, after the win over Moore Hill, now 14-4, and they are 8-1 in league play. Cobras in the gray tops, Chargers in the white tops. Cobras will start on the far side of the floor, hitting to the near side. Chargers the opposite. These two teams played back on September 12th, and it was the Chargers winning in straight sets 25-21 and 25-11. In a first spike attempt, they set it up for Langley. It's too strong, and Jackson Heights, the first point, 1-0.
And Jackson Heights came out very explosive. And the first time these teams played in the first set, let things go in the second, so we'll see if Jackson Heights Cobras can keep that right now.
Here is McKinley Mulroy, who is serving here early for the Cobras. Chargers tap it across in a diving effort, but it's out of play. Chargers will get the point. That was a nice effort there by Bryn Shoup, but just couldn't keep it in between the lines. And a 1-1 tie. Chargers get their first opportunity to serve, and it will be Emma Ruckdeschel. Sends it across, dug up by, that's Chesney Cochran, the sophomore. Younger sister of Dawson. Both of them out there here to start. Langley puts it down. Another finesse shot with the right hand. Finds the opening. Called Langley's name a lot in that last matchup against the Ravens. We call her here early, and the Chargers up 2-1.
Yeah, that was perfect between Alex Rollins and Chesney Crocker. Just a really great way to get that kill shot right between the defenders.
Here is the senior Ruckdeschel to serve. Cobras on the defensive end. They push it to the front of the nets. And here is Chesney Cochran with a kill shot, but not much with it. Now they set up Langley. The Chargers do. And she buries it home.
Yep, same blockers for Jackson Heights. Alex Rollins, Chesney Cochran. This time, instead of the ball going through him, it's off the hand of Alex Rollins, and the ball just trajectory just goes straight out of bounds. Point for the Chargers.
Ruckdeschel again, serves, swinging the right hand through, going down to a knee is Taylor Bosley to keep it alive. Now Dawson Cochran taps it across, a whistle, and against the net is Langley, and a point here for the Cobras. They get back to within 3-2.
And back-to-back errors giving the Jackson Heights Cobras a 2-3 score, still down by one.
Here will be the first serve of this matchup for Dawson Cochran, one of the four seniors they honored before this matchup. Chargers set it up, spike attempt, deflected out of play. Bryn Shoup couldn't quite hang on to it, as Clara Johnson puts that one away for JCN. Their lead is 4-2. Opportunity for Johnson to serve. They bring in Evelyn Smith on the front line. Johnson serves, grazing the top of the net, a near ace, but it's hit across on a second try by Mulroy. Now they set up Evelyn Smith, who buries it off the hands of McKinley Mulroy. Just too much heat to keep that one alive. And Evelyn Smith again, the point, 5-2, JCN.
Yeah, Evelyn's a very underrated JCN player. Last time these teams played, she only had about 2-3 kills, but still, when she can find the open slot, she finds it.
Good start for the Chargers, 5-2, first set, final match of the evening. We've seen two sweeps here between the Northeast Kansas League opponents. Now Langley is spiked, deflected in the air, and out of play. It's Chesney Cochran that time. Couldn't keep it between the lines. And another point for the Chargers. They lead it 6-2.
And Jackson Cobras, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have to learn how to contain Emily Langley. They struggled last time. Hopefully they try to fix that up here now.
Here's Johnson, a near ace, but tapped across. Rollins nearly caught the Chargers off guard. Evelyn Smith, spike attempt, saved by Dawson Cochran on the back line. Bosley, spike attempt, dug up nicely by Ruck Deschel. Now Langley, middle of the floor, buries it into the back right corner. Under the hand of Dawson Cochran, Langley again. It's now 7-2.
And Dawson Cochran, the dig leader for this Jackson Heights team, just not able to get under it. Too much heat put on from Emily Langley.
Langley was middle left of the floor. She wasn't even that particularly close to the net, but yet still finds that perfect spot in the back right corner with a lot of dip on it. Cobra's trying to get something back. Rollins, a spike attempt, and it goes down. It was off the top of the net, but right in front of Ruck Deschel, who couldn't get down in time to pick it up, and it's now 7-3.
Rollins comes right out, and into return will be Lillian Brown, libero for the Cobras.
Brown, as Krendon Mitchin coming back in, she'll serve. Middle of the floor, far side of it. Will serve to the near side, spins it, and releasing it across. Langley, middle of the floor, sets it up. They push it here to Johnson. Spike attempt is out of play. Last touch by the Cobras. Or correction, that was Evelyn Smith once again.
Targeting that right side corner. Just happens to be where Dustin Cochran's playing. Just not able to get that one again.
8-3 Chargers. It's Kennedy Hernandez. Libero for the Chargers, wearing the green jersey, sends it across. Cobras want to set it up. Bosley, spike attempt, deflected in the air. Chargers keep it alive. Now they want Langley, far left, deflected, and the Cobras defend it well. Now Langley again, it goes right back to her, and she taps it down with two. 9-3 Chargers.
Yeah, you talked about that earlier. It's not just the power, it's the decision to be able to weather, you know, a little light tap or power in that direction. A little light tap.
Here's Hernandez again. She'll serve, swinging the right hand through the ball. Cobras set it up, this time for Chesney Cochran, and it's too strong. Well, they set it up for her, and she put a good hurting behind that one, but just a bit too strong, and now a 10-3 advantage for JCN in this first set, kind of picking up where they left off in that second set against the Ravens. Another serve by Hernandez, tapped across, diving for it, and out of play, and the Cobras, should say, get a much-needed point there. They're within 10-4.
Make a good point. You know, sometimes that momentum carries on from your last game. In Jackson Heights, well, they haven't played for a little bit here. I mean, yeah, your seniors come out and get a little honorable mention. That might boost you up a little bit. Hopefully these Jackson Heights Cobras can pick things up down 10-4.
So the Cobras get an opportunity. Huffless, one of the four seniors, serving it across with the right hand. Hernandez back middle, sets it front right. There's Langley's spike attempt. Cochran there to pick it up for the Cobras. Now Bosley with the two-handed finesse shot. Diving save by Langley. Third try, free ball sent over, but it's out of play. Miss hit that time by Ruck Deschel and Jackson Heights. They cut it in half, but still down 10-5, but they've scored the last couple of points.
Yeah, Jackson Heights is going to play a real slow game, play it close.
So here's Huntfliss again, will serve. Hernandez on the back line, pushing it to the front middle. Here is Evelyn Smith, diving save there by the libero Rollins. Or correction, that was Brown. And now Evelyn Smith again against the net, and that one is down. She clipped the top of the net, thought they had stopped play for a second. They did not, and it is a point for JCN, 11-5. Here is Langley to serve. A lot of heat behind it. Good dig by the libero, William Brown. Bosley sends it across on a third hit. They want to set it up, and Evelyn Smith to the back right corner. It was Langley who faked it, kind of half-hearted jumping, looking like she was going to take the spike, and then Smith comes out of nowhere to bury it in the back right corner.
Yeah, that was a beautiful curve on the ball, just the trajectory, just, you know, swerving to the right side in that corner.
And a near ace by Langley, but Brown with a nice save, well defended at the front of the net, and Ruck Deschel gets the point, now 13-5, the JCN lead. Continuing to build here in this first set. Langley again, serves it across, oh, and it's a massive ace. Heavy heat that grazes the top of the net. It almost looked like it kind of deflected up a little bit and then immediately dips back down into the left corner. 14-5. Ace there for Langley. Takes a little off this serve. Cobras set it up back right. It is Cochran who finds the hole. Dawson Cochran. Much needed point there for the Cobras. Now down 14-6.
Yeah, definitely don't want to be caught like the Ravens did. They were down 5-15 and then things got spiraled out of control this time. Put things in their favor a little bit.
Here's Bosley to serve, and she gets an ace. Hernandez might have misread that one in the back middle. Couldn't get down in time to pick it up. And that is a ace for Taylor Bosley.
Bosley's 21st ace of the year.
Makes it 14-7. Bosley a serve again, and Hernandez mishits this one and out of play, and it's another ace.
Make that 22.
All right, keep that number in mind. Three straight for the Cobras. They're back to within six. It's 14-8. JCN here set one in our final match of the evening. Here's Hernandez again having some trouble with the Bosley serves here, and it's 14-9.
And Bosley's doing a great job. She came into the night getting 130 serves for the Jackson Heights team. She's their best server, and she's proving it now in this little stretch here.
While attacking again that back middle with Hernandez, who's given up a couple of points. Now she sets it up. Here's Smith, a spike attempt, but it sails too long. 14-10. Now five straight here for the Cobras. They're right back in it. At one point it was 14-5. Now it's 14-10. Set it up for Smith. Her spike attempt tipped in the air. Cobras play it well. This time it's sent across by Shoup. Now the Chargers again. Smith from the middle. Blocked. And against the net. It's going to be a point for the Cobras. It's now 14-11.
And that was Bryn Shoup who was able to make that all happen for the Jackson Heights Cobras. She's getting a few blocks here in this set. Not going in her favor, but that one. That one definitely helped.
Gosh. It is once again Bosley. And that serve's going to be too long. So the run for Bosley there ends, but it's her team right back in it. It is 15-11, Jefferson County North.
And that saves the Cobras from a timeout. They have to call a timeout. Just let natural momentum build up through that streak.
Now JCN will serve here with Holly Forhee, who checks back in. Backline middle, rips it with the right hand. Going down is Brown to get it. Cobra set it up for Shoup. Spike attempt, Hernandez trying to keep it alive, and Langley behind the head, pushing it back over. Here's Dawson Cochran, spike attempt, but it's too long. A couple of wild hits, and then Langley looking the opposite way, pushing it back over on a free ball, kept it alive, helping that point there for the Chargers, up now 16-11. There's the ball rolling into the varsity side, from the JV side here to our left, so they stop play for a second. And it's Forhee back to serve. 16-11, JCN here in the first set against Jackson Heights. Right at the net, and the Chargers win that battle. It's Clara Johnson who puts it down and makes it 17-11.
And now you're going to get the first timeout by Jackson Heights, and they're going to try to adjust things while they can maybe have a stretch happen.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 17-11, Jefferson County North lead. They've scored the last three. They dominated this first set early. It built a 10-3 lead. At one point, it was 14-5. Then we saw Jackson Heights, once Bosley got in to serve, rattled off six straight, got it back to 14-11. But since then, JC in the last three, 17-11, forcing Jackson Heights to call that timeout.
Yeah, Langley's been doing, you know, right now so far really exceptionally well. She was able to serve a little bit, get a few aces for her team, blocking really well, finessing. She's been doing a lot here. Jackson Heights struggled last time against her. They're just going to have to learn how to play around her.
All right, Forhee back to serve out of the timeout for the Chargers. And miss hit by Brown on the backside. Now the Cobras just have to send it over on a free ball, and it's out of play. It was miss hit. Looked to be Hutless on that third hit, and it just went out of play outside the lines, and it's now 18-11, JCN.
I get more and more scared for this camera.
The deflections have come up a couple of times on us. And it's been pretty close. Cobras need to rally here. Dawson Cochran deflected at the net, and it falls in between the lines. Good defense up front by the Chargers earning that point. Taylor Schrick, the freshman, in there. Also, Clara Johnson makes it 19-11. So now five straight here for JCN.
Yeah, momentum has definitely swung back into the Chargers' favor.
Right after the Cobras battle back to within three, the Chargers continuing to inch this one out here. Late in this first set, Cochran again. Hernandez going down to get it. Langley wants to set it up near side. Ruchtishell spike. Brown all the way in the air. And it's out of play. Point for the Chargers. Langley to Ruchtishell, who puts it away. Makes it 19-11. Or correction, 20 now to 11. Win now six straight is how the Chargers bounce back after the Cobras had landed six straight points. Well defended there, tapped across, Langley pushing it up. Now it's pushed here to the near side, Ruchtishell again. Brown goes down and get that one for the Cobras. Now tapped across with two hands. Langley front middle. Set it up right there. That is Johnson off the back line. Out of play. Another point for Clara Johnson. Makes it 21-11. Now seven straight here for JCN, trying to put Jackson Heights away in this first set. There's Forhey to serve. High into the air it goes. Now on a third try, Brown just scoops it across with two hands. Langley up front. They set it up for Johnson. Spike attempt well defended. And now a violation against the Cobras, stopping that play. And the Chargers now double it up at 22-11.
I think that was another net violation.
A net violation there. Cobras hands at the hips. As the serve is in across by Forhey. Late here, set one. Chargers trying to put it away. Dawson Cochran puts a nice spike. Up into the crowd it goes. Chargers can't get there, and the Cobras get one back. Makes it 22-12, and that stops a run of eight straight by JCN, which was right after the Cobras battled back and had six straight of their own to get to within three.
And Jackson Heights now with Bryn Shoup come up to serve. Another great server for Jackson Heights. Has a lot of those high eighth percentage.
Shoup puts it across. Cobras needing to rally here, and there's a spike attempt that's long, and the Cobras get one there. Makes it 22-13. Shoup will get another serve. 5'7" sophomore. Sends it across. Hernandez falling down, but keeps it alive. Langley a second hit. Third try sent over by Ruckdeschel. Cobras pushing it. Here's Dawson Cochran. Spike attempt, and it's in!
That one definitely threaded a needle on the line. That one hit it pretty much perfectly dead on.
Boy, hard to tell. From our angle up here, it was super close, but they say it was in. Makes it 22-14. Their ball comes rolling in, so they got to stop the serve there by Shoup. And they'll reset. JCN leading 22-14 over Jackson Heights here in the first set of our final matchup of the evening. Shoup sends it across. Hernandez back middle. Sets it up for Langley up front. Johnson's spike attempt is dug up. Hits the roof and down it goes. Now that one might have been long, but it's just tough to tell when you're on that back line. Shoup tried to keep it alive. It went up, hit the ceiling, came back down. No one was there. 23-14. JCN trying to put it away. Taylor Schrick, the freshman, will try to serve and finish off this first set. Austin Cochran, they try to set it up for front of the net, and she finds an opening.
Good kill shot.
Yeah, Cochran gets one back, makes it 23-15. Cobras will get a serve back. Both teams make a line change. Chargers bring back Riley Thompson. Jackson Heights will bring back in Anna Sherling as well. This will be Mulroy to serve. Sends it across. Langley on the back left, pushing it front right. Now the center for Johnson. Spike attempt dug up. Now it's sent back across all the way to the Chargers. Now they've set it up by Clara Johnson, and she taps it across with the left hand, and it was mishit up front by the Cobras line, and it falls down for set point. It's now 24-15. The JCN can put this first set away as Ruckdeschel will serve. Cobras need a long rally to get this one back. Cochran sends it across, and it falls through. Pinballs around a couple of Chargers, and it's 24-16. And it will be Dawson Cochran, who just earned that point, back to serve.
Going to take 8 points here for the Cobras to try to make this set happen.
Cochran serves, back of the line. Set it up front for Langley. Spike attempt deflected in the air. Cobras play it nicely. They want to set it up for Bosley. Her spike attempt is long. And they thought it was deflected. It was not. And the Chargers take home the set one victory, 25-16. So they ultimately hold on and get the win, and the Chargers have looked very strong tonight, and they have a chance to close it out in set number two. We'll step aside for a couple minutes and come back for set number two. It's Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights. Chargers beat the Cobras in set one, 25-16. We're back in a couple of minutes right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton. Fulton Square.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Set 2, match 3. Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights. Chargers beat the Cobras in set 1, 25-16. What could be our final set of this NEKL try here tonight from Jackson Heights. Brandon Tabb and Crendon Prophet, voice of the Cobra Channel, Kirk Kilman, doing the Lord's work tonight as always. As once again, the Chargers now looking for a sweep here and go 2-0, which is big as they're still a game back in the loss column of Pleasant Ridge in the standings, but still a lot of time left in this season, and just like that first set, Cobra's going to land the first point here in this second set. But after that, we saw a run of Jefferson County North. They led 7-2 at one point, 10-3, 14-5. Jackson Heights went on a little bit of a run, but then JCN was able to put it away with ease towards the latter portion of that first set. Langley with the spike, and she'll kill it. Nobody there. Back left corner for the Cobras. Easy spot for Langley to put it in to match it at 1-1.
Yeah, a great start for Langley, just being able to insert her dominance early in the game, as I'm sure she'll be doing it all up until that 25th point.
Clara Johnson, the senior, will serve for the Chargers. Again, they switch sides. Now Chargers hitting from far side to near side. Cobra's going near to far. A near ace, but a good diving effort there. Now to the front of the nets, and kind of missed time there, it looked to be Sherling. And another point for JCN makes it 2-1. Again, they won the first set 25-16. They also swept Moore Hill Mount Academy 25-19 and 25-9, and then the Ravens beating the Cobras in our first matchup of the evening, 25-19, 25-22. Here's Langley again, spike attempt, this time dug up by Shoup, and pushed across with two hands. Back line, Hernandez there setting it up. Langley again, spike attempt is in there, just in front of the back line, and 3-1 now for JCN.
That was a fastball.
That one right down Broadway, and a good diving effort there by Taylor Bosley, but again, just too much dip and too much heat. Bosley down to a knee, picks this one up, and Dawson Cochran a little awkward there, but somehow found an opening between the lines. Kind of leaning back, kind of was missed, hit her way, but still earning a point, gets to within 3-2.
Yeah, things are looking very similar to that first set for these Cobras.
So Cochran again, after earning that point, serves, it's launched away, and that's an ace. Miss hit on the back line by the Chargers. Miss hit by Riley Thompson. And we're tied up 3-3. Of course, the Cobras needing this set to force a third set here in our final match of the evening, where we've had two sweeps. And that one miss hit by Cochran on the serve. Gives JCN a free point. Into the net, makes it 4-3. Of course, a busy night as always. Tuesday nights throughout the season. It's all about volleyball. Your league tries, TVL, Big 7. Of course, tonight we got the Northeast Kansas League for you. We've had two of the top three teams in the standings here, as we got a good rally going between the two. Chargers push it across. Now the Cobras get an opportunity. Front of the net. Here's a slap shot. That is out. Miss hit by Sherling on the back line. It was close. But ultimately, the Chargers make it 5-3. But again, we're at the halfway point of league play. And coming into tonight, Pleasant Ridge was still undefeated at 8-0. As Bosley puts one in the net, makes it 6-3 Chargers. Chargers are the defending champs and had the best run of any team in the league last year as far as postseason goes. JCN was third place at the 2A state tournament. Certainly looking the part of another state tournament type team. Cobras get a point here. That's Alexandria Rollins up front, puts one down. Makes it 6-4. It stops a run of three straight points there for the Chargers.
Yeah, like a little flick of the wrist just to put that ball over. Perfectly placed by Alex Rollins.
Here's Lillian Brown, the libero for the Cobras, wearing the green jersey, and she hits that one into the net. Another service error makes it 7-4, JCN.
That's two service errors now on this set for the Jackson Heights Cobras.
Of course, Jackson Heights won 32 matches last year and was 13-3 in league play, finishing second to JCN, but unfortunately, those two teams had to play in a sub-state final. But both teams certainly were good enough to make runs at the state tournament, but JCN got the better of Jackson Heights. Bosley puts one long, and JCN with a double up now. It's 8-4. They won the first set 25-16, trying to sweep it here in the final match of the evening. Cobras get a point there. Didn't see if they stopped the play. Might have got a violation there on the Chargers. Couldn't tell. The official to the near side blew the whistle. Nonetheless, the ball dropped in play anyway, so Jackson Heights will get a point regardless. 8-5, they trail by 3. Getting the serve back is Hutfliss. Hutfliss shaded to the near side right and sends it across back left. Diving effort by Langley, but it goes right into the hands. It was set up for Shoup, and she did not miss.
Yeah, nice little spike and kill, of course, for Bryn Shoup.
Kind of like the hockey assist. You should give Langley the assist there. For JCN, a diving effort on the serve. But it was set up beautifully for Shoup. Cobras here on the attack. They push it to the front of the net. It is Mulroy. Now Bosley. Langley right there. Back right. Here's a setup for Ruck Deschelle. Well defended by the Cobras up front.
That's back-to-back points from Bryn Shoup. Of course, you just saw the kill. And now you saw the block.
Three straight for the Cobras. Back to within one. 8-7. And Jefferson County North lead here in the second set. Cobras need this one to force a third. Good serve, but Hernandez down to go get it. That was Evelyn Smith who left the feet. And another well-defended play up front. Bosley in charge, and it's four straight now. We're tied at 8.
Now the Cobras need to do that first set. Win the defense on that, you know, on the net.
See a little bit of more confidence here early for Jackson Heights. Smith pushing it across, a free ball. Number 3, now they set it up front of the net. Shoup tapping, keeps it alive. It's a battle at the net. Chargers get it back. Smith again taps it with the right hand. Cochran back left, keeps it alive. Shoup, spike attempt. Hernandez is there. Johnson pushing it. Ruck Deschelle spike is long. And Jackson Heights takes the lead at 9-8. They've scored 5 in a row. Good rally there, and again, a good hit, but just a little bit strong that time by Emma Ruck Deschelle, one of the seniors on that JCN roster. Johnson, kind of a miss hit, and it goes out of play, and the Cobras get another. Jackson Heights momentum, 10-8 their lead. They've scored 6 straight.
Yeah, Hustless being the server for Jackson Heights on this lead. And she's been injured a little bit of the year, but she's coming in and she's getting a lot of serves.
And puts together another ace. It's off the hands of Langley, and it goes high into the rafters and drops down, and nobody is there.
Yeah, well, the finish thing is that Huffle, she's been injured a little bit this year, but she has only 60 total serves. But on those 60 serves, she's able to make up 5 aces. Now that'd be her 6th.
Boy, she's putting them in tough spots. Here comes the JV ball. So that has to stop play. And, boy, she put it into another tough spot for Langley, who had to really reach out for it to keep it alive. That could have been another near ace. But, again, that JV ball comes rolling in, so it stops play.
Yeah, Cobra Senior's definitely stepping up tonight.
7 straight points for the Cobras. They lead 11-8 here in the second set. That's finally the Chargers tap one across, and they finally stop the run. Emma Ruck Deschelle that time makes it 11-9. But again, stops that run of what was 7 straight for Jackson Heights. Here is Voorhees to serve. Cochran sends it across. Hernandez there. Langley sets it up. Johnson taps. It's a battle at the net. Voorhees now ruck to shell. Diving and a point. It's a stop play, and it's the Cobras getting a violation there. Regardless, the Chargers are going to get that point. And they're back to within one. It's 11-10. Then this is Voorhees to serve, one of the seniors. Third try pushed across this time by Hudflitz. Chargers, Langley set it up. Johnson spike attempt into the back left corner. Tied at 11, three straight now for JCN. And we'll get a timeout on the floor. So a good one here in set number two, 11-11 is our score. Take a timeout, back in 30 here on KNZA.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmers State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB-branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you will be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our final matchup of this Northeast Kansas League Triangular from Jackson Heights. Cobras and Chargers here. We've had two sweeps. JCN trying to sweep the final match, but here in set two, we're tied at 11. Out of the timeout, JCN serves. Cobras tip it back across, and that time it's Shoop with the finesse. Puts it away. Cobras retake the lead at 12-11.
Coming out of the timeout. Cobras get a point.
Moore Hill, Mount Academy swept Jackson Heights in the first matchup. JCN swept the Ravens in match two. There's a long serve out of play by Bosley. Free point for the Chargers, now 12-12. And I mentioned, of course, JCN winning the first set against the Cobras here, 25-16. It is Schrick, the freshman, serving that time for the Cobras. Cochran gets the point. Diving effort by Langley, it's not there. Back and forth we go, 13-12 Cobras.
Yeah, that was a really good shot by Dawson Cochran. Of course, just can't get that one.
Now Shoop, the sophomore, will serve. A lot of air under that one. Schrick sets it up. Langley spike attempt. Down it goes. Bosley couldn't quite hang on to it back middle. Awkward off the hands. And it's 13-13.
This is exactly where the Jackson Heights Cobras want to be right now. You want to play this game a little close. You want to try to last up into that 20 score, that 20-20, and then you want to try to pull away then and there.
Senior Aubrey Weiser comes in, serving for JCN, and it's long. Cobras retake the lead at 14-13. That'll be Riley Thompson to serve here. McKinley Mulroy serving now for Jackson Heights. They have that 14-13 lead here in set two. They need it to force a third. Sends it across, dug up that time by Voorhees at the net, whistle. And Chargers, a violation, point for the Cobras, 15-13, their lead is two. That will continue with Mulroy to serve. There's a few Jackson Heights students here cheering them on. Front right of the bleachers. Here's Langley, spike attempt deflected but finds a hole. Chargers get one back there. Langley, of course, been very, very solid tonight. She makes it 15-14. The Cobras' lead is one. Voorhees is out. Riley Thompson is in for JCN. Clara Johnson to serve, and it's an ace. Puts it right in between the lines. Ties it up at 15. And Brynn Shoup was a little slow to get up after diving there, and she shakes off the coaches and says, we're all right. But we'll get a timeout here.
No, Jackson Heights' last timeout.
A 15-15 tie here in set two. Jackson Heights needing it against JCN to force a third in our final match. We'll step aside, back in 30 on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Good one here in set two between Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights. A 15-15 tie out of the timeout. JCN serving. Third shot hit on over. And a couple diving efforts not there. Point for the Cobras. And that's Chesney Cochran who puts that one down. The 5'9 sophomore, younger sister of Dawson on the floor.
And the Cobras scored a point after their last timeout right afterwards. So we'll see if they can continue this momentum now that they have the point up.
JCN won the first set 25-16. Now Langley. They stop play.
That's a violation against the Chargers.
Cobras get a point. 17-15, they have a two-point lead here. It is Dawson Cochran to serve, sends it across. It was Weiser who sets it up, and that one is buried down by Evelyn Smith, and right off the dome of Bryn Shoup. Took one there.
Yeah, Bryn Shoup's been a fighter in this set so far. I mean, she's taking a fall to the ground, a ball to the face. She's quite the aggressive player and definitely a strong player for this Cobra team.
Kennedy Hernandez, the junior, serving for Jefferson County North. They want to set it up here for Chesney Cochran, who puts it down. She's made a couple of nice plays here in the last few runs and keeps it at two. It's
should be 18-16,
and it is. All right, here's Lillian Brown, sends it across. Cobras have the lead, battle at the net, pushed across. Now Cochran pushing it up front. Here's Bosley. Spike attempt buried in the back right corner. And the Cobras have now a 19-16 lead. Needing this second set to force a third. We have not had a third set here tonight. The first two have been sweeps. Hernandez on the dig. Johnson sets it up Langley's way. Puts it down. Not much behind it. Mulroy going down. Pushed across by Shoup. Nice effort by the Chargers to keep it alive. Now on a third try, Weiser sends it across. Cobras another chance. They set it up for Bosley. Spike attempt in the back left corner is money.
Back to back to Bosley.
Three straight, five of the last six for the Cobras. Their lead is 20-16. And now we get a JCN timeout. And we'll step aside as well. Cobras trying to force a third set here in this final match. They lead JCN 20-16 here in set two. Back in 30 on KNZA.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman, set two, match three. Jackson Heights trying to force the third here against Jefferson County North. Out of the timeout, Langley sends it across. Cobras get down to keep it alive. Now the Chargers back to it. They set it up for Langley. Spike attempt down. It was nearly well defended by the Cobras. Shoup a part of it, but it shimmies through the hands, and big point there for JCN. They're back to within 20-17. Stops a little bit of a Cobra's run there. Now Langley gets a chance to serve. Langley serves. Diving effort by Dawson Cochran to keep it alive. And then Brown keeps it in the air. And pushed across by Bosley. Here's Ruckdeschel's spike attempt. And she buries it home. Out of the timeout. Back-to-back points for the Chargers. 20-18. They're down two.
Now, I can see both teams benefiting after the timeout call. Jackson Heights benefited both times after their timeouts, and JCN's already coming out stronger for their timeout, scoring two straight.
Now Langley again. Cochran goes down to get it. They want to set up Bosley. Spike attempt. Langley reaching the long arms out to keep it alive. Now it's right at the net. JCN wants to set it up for Evelyn Smith. Her spike, it's launched into the air off the basketball hoop. That was a positive there, and that's going to be an extra hit. It almost worked out in the Cobras' favor, but it was mishit on a third try by Bosley. And now it's 20-19, JCN within one. Langley again with the ace. Back left corner, nobody there, and it's 20-20.
And Langley just helping her Chargers team. Well, charge away with the victory right now. Is they're able to tie up 20-20, see what they can do from here.
That's a nice play on words there. We'll see if it works out in the JCN favor. Langley back right. Pushing it to the middle of the floor. They set it up for Smith. Her spike deflected out of play, and the Chargers take the lead.
They were down 20-16. They took a timeout, five straight out of the TO, and the Chargers now 21-20, trying to sweep the final matchup of the evening. Langley again going down to serve, and it's an ace. 22-20. Make it six straight. And the Chargers, who won the first set 25-16, now all the momentum here with a two-point lead late. Langley again. Bosley keeps it alive. They want to set up Bosley front left. Her spike attempt into the net. 23-20. Make it seven straight for the Chargers out of that timeout. They were down four. They're now up three. Can they put it away? Dawson Cochran going down back middle. Here's Chesney Cochran, pushed up by Langley. Now Langley on a free ball sends it across. Hit up in the air by Brown. Battle at the net. Cobras push it across. Langley now for the Chargers. They fake it to Evelyn Smith, who put one down. Now it's another battle at the net. This time it's won by Jefferson County North. It's Emma Ruckdeschel, and just like that, it's match point at 24-20.
Maybe about the net. It looks like Chargers are about to win this war on the match point, 24-20.
Boy, that timeout. It's not over yet, and now it's going to be an ace to end it. It was punched in the air by Dawson Cochran. Langley with a strong finish, and it will be a sweep in all three of our matchups here tonight. What a rally by JCN to get this win over Jackson Heights. 25-16 and 25-20. We'll take one final timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, our broadcast getting set to wrap up here tonight. One final time with you. Brendan Prophet, voice of the Cobra Channel with us. Kurt Kilman on the ones and twos. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for hanging with us here on KNZA 103.9. And also, of course, the Cobra Channel at MSCSports.net. Northeast Kansas League try here at Jackson Heights. And we see three sweeps here tonight. JCN going 2-0 on the evening. It was Moore Hill Mounts Academy going 1-1. Cobras dropping their two sets, 0-2. So again, the order of the matchups tonight: Moore Hill Mounts Academy defeating Jackson Heights 25-19, 25-22. Jefferson County North steps in, beats the Ravens 25-19 and 25-9. And then the final matchup, JCN, a sweep over Jackson Heights 25-16 and 25-20. So again, you look at the standings. Hadn't seen an update from Pleasant Ridge tonight, but they were undefeated coming into the night, 8-0. Two wins for JCN. They stay right at pace. Moore Hill Mounts Academy going 1-1. They're still certainly in the mix as we're at the halfway point of the league schedule, but
Anything in particular, Crendon, you learned here tonight? I think we know how good JCN is. Pleasant Ridge is obviously a ranked team. JCN should certainly be ranked. They've been in and out of the rankings here through the first few weeks, but impressive night for JCN. Jackson Heights had a chance there late to get it to a third set, but again, a timeout was called when it was 20-16 Jackson Heights in that second set, and it was 9 straight points for the Cobras as they put it away.
Yeah, of course there's no stat sheets out there for JCN coming into the night, and really I couldn't keep anything on the night, but it's clear to me that the two games I've seen from JCN, Emily Langley looks to be the leader of this team and could, you know, be really the difference of, does this team make a deep run? Does this team get stopped short in this upstate? You know, that's who knows? But Emily Langley is definitely an amazing player. You saw her shut out the Cobras at the very end with all those serves. I think she had like 4 aces at the end. I mean, that's just incredible to be able to, you know, I assume she's kind of probably, she leads her team in aces, kills, blocks. I mean, she's all over the place. I mean, she's like a true, what I would say, a Canyon or a Kaylee for what the Cobras would be of last year. She's just an explosive player, and she doesn't have to get off her feet to block the ball. She's just so tall with her arms, and yeah, JCN, they, you know, pretty much reinforced that they are one of the best teams in the league this year. Last year, of course, it was Jackson Heights JCN, but of course this year, I mean, I'm calling my shots and calling my bets here that it's going to be between Pleasant Ridge, it's going to be between JCN. I mean, they fought well, but, you know, it's pretty clear to me that they're 0-4 in sets against JCN. It's clear who the better team is there, and it's going to come between JCN and Pleasant Ridge.
Well, after tonight, the records for all three of these teams. Jefferson County North, again, going 2-0. They're 15-4 now with a 9-1 league record. Moorhill Mount Academy, again, going 1-1. They are 12-5 and 7-3. Jackson Heights dropping both. They are now 5-12 and 3-7 in league play. Final scores again tonight. Moorhill Mount Academy sweeping Jackson Heights 25-19, 25-22. Jefferson County North over the Ravens 25-19 and 25-9. And in the nightcap, JCN over Jackson Heights 25-16 and 25-20. For Kirk Hillman on the ones and twos back in our mainland studio, appreciate all the work that he puts in each and every night. For the voice of the Cobra Channel, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball, and we'll talk to you soon here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.